So what can you get out of this website? What's this website all about? We're going to teach you basically seven major things. They're going to help you immensely. We're going to focus on these things continually over this website. And we're going to basically run through them. We're going to basically run through them now, and we're going to give you an overall view or an overall picture of what you will expect from this website. We don't just teach, we don't just talk theory, we actually do. And we want to show you practically how you can achieve all of these things. We've done them ourselves, so we're not talking from some place where it's only theory, but something that we actually did, put our hand to, and we got results. And people who are coming to this website are getting the same results. So we'll just talk about the things that you're going to receive, you're going to learn, and you're going to be able to walk in this website. One of the first things, there's seven basic things that we're going to be talking about, but one of the first things is how to hear God's voice. We're going to teach you how to effectively hear God's voice. We continually have saints asking us, how do you effectively hear God's voice? We're going to do some major teachings on these. We're going to show you how to practically hear God's voice and how to sort out the difference from the enemy's voice and God's voice, and how you can effectively and confidently walk in the leading of the Holy Spirit. We're going to also teach you how to get right with God. That's the second thing we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you about righteousness. We're going to show you how to get it right with God, how to get everything all lined up so that everything flows from the kingdom of God and there's no hindrances. We're going to talk about how to effectively walk and structure your life in righteousness, right thinking, right practices. That's what righteousness is all about. Actually, it's one of the first pillars of the kingdom of God. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So it's first, it's about getting everything lined up properly. You know, when you get in a car, the first thing you do is you put your seatbelt on, and then you turn the car on, and then you put your clutch in, and you put it into gear. And then you start driving off in first gear, not in third or seventh gear or fifth gear or whatever gear you've got, but you drive off in first gear. You put your blinker on or your indicator on and you drive out of your park position into the traffic, and you take your position in the traffic with everybody else. And you drive righteously and you don't get into accidents, you don't have the police chasing you down, and it doesn't cost you a lot of money. So walking in the Lord righteously will cause the kingdom of God to flow in without hindrance into your life. That's healing, that's prosperity, that's peace and joy, all of these things, wisdom and understanding, all of these things will come to you if you get everything lined up properly. Okay, another thing we're going to teach you about effective praying. That's the third thing we're going to teach you about, is effective praying. How to pray economically. Not waffle, not just long-winded prayers, but prayers that actually hit the target every single time. Every single time. Prayers that will hit the target every single time. You're saying, how can you do that? Well, we know how to do that. And we're going to show you, and we're going to demonstrate it. And if you've got any problems with that after we've explained it to you, then you got rocks in your head, mate. I'm sorry. Because we biblically will show you how to effectively work your prayer life so that it works so seamlessly with the kingdom of God. And it doesn't hinder. You know, the Bible talks about people praying the wrong type of prayers, and they hinder the movement of God in their life. We're going to teach you how to effectively pray so that the kingdom of God moves every time. We're going to talk to you about worship, proper worship. We're going to talk to you how worship actually works. We're going to talk to you about false worship or ineffective worship. We're going to talk to you how to be effective in your worship so that you step into the river of life and that everything flows from that river. The kingdom of God operates from that river and it cleans you up, brings life to you and to everything around you. We're going to show you how to step into the glory of God. We're going to show you how to effectively step into that place, and the kingdom of God will flow out of that place with you, praying, seeking God, and worshiping. Angels will turn up. You might think this is all a bit too over the top. Well, Donna and I live in a place where we're continually in the glory of God. When people ring us up, or we have to go somewhere to worship, we find a group of people. You know, within 30 seconds, if the juice isn't flowing, I'm not in on it. I'll stop and we'll just see what's going down, what's stopping the flow of the kingdom of God. We're so used to opening up a heaven around us, it's just normal for us. And people on the other side of the phone or in the room feel the effects, the atmosphere change, and they start to grab their promises from the kingdom of God. They start to, with faith, through encouragement of seeing something actually happen, they actually step into it by faith and God touches them. That's how we're going to teach people effective worship. Reading the Word of God, we also, is the fifth thing we're going to teach you about, how to effectively interpret the Word of God, because Scripture answers Scripture. It's all contained and encapsulated within the Word of God. The Word of God explains itself. You don't need other people outside of the Word of God to explain something to you. The Word of God is completely encapsulated within itself. It's a sealed system. So everything that you read in the Word of God is backed up by the Word of God. And extra theology outside of the Word of God doesn't work. You come to a dead end eventually. You have to go back to the proper interpretation of the Word of God. It's, you know, there is no private interpretation. It's not, it doesn't mean different things to different people. The Word of God is explicit. And the Bible says, count every man a liar, but the Word of God true. It is our yardstick, our measuring stick. Matter of fact, all the issues of life in every department of life are in the Bible. The answers to all the issues of life are in the Bible. And then we're also going to show you how to do God's Word, how to effectively participate in the kingdom of God. We're going to show you how the kingdom of God works through the Word of God. And we're going to show you how to walk in the Word of God. We're going to show you how to operate effectively so that everything flows so smoothly. We're going to show you all about those things. We're going to teach you those things. And the last one, number seven, we're going to teach you how to reap the rewards of doing all these six things. Hearing God's voice, getting it right with God, walking in righteousness, effective praying. We're going to teach you how to reap all the rewards of worship. Worship is the powerhouse. It's where all the juice flows. We're going to show you how to become strong in the Lord. You know, and through reaping the rewards, you're going to actually not be looking at the Word of God, figuring out, what does this mean? God's going to come to you and He's going to minister to you through angels, through the Holy Spirit. He's going to teach you and unwrap the Word of God to you. He's going to open it up to you so that you can see it and you can function in it. So you're going to be able to do the Word of God. So in our website, we're going to teach you all these things. There's only seven basic things. We can teach you 30 or 40 or 50. But these seven things, I sat down and I said to the Lord, how can we get our brothers and sisters out of the ditch and onto dry ground so they've got traction, so that they can move forward without getting bogged all the time? And it's no good them sitting in the ditch, spinning the wheels and spreading mud all over the place and over other people, doing nothing, looking good by spinning the wheels, but no traction. And only just a big mess. No, they need to be on firm ground and they need to have firm traction so that they can go somewhere. So the Lord wants to give us traction through the Holy Spirit and through His Word, because the Word of God was inspired by men as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit. So that's what we're going to teach you in this website. We're going to teach you how to get your victories. We're going to teach you how to actually move effectively in the kingdom of God. We're not going to tell you just in theory. We're going to demonstrate it. We're going to give you practical application, and we're going to get you moving forward. The only thing that you need to participate in this website is your will to allow God to change and transform your thinking, your theology, your ideas, which are keeping you in the ditch. The first commandment is to repent. And that word repent is not to fall on your face and cry out about all your sins. It's about a change of mind. It's about allowing God to show you His way and not your way. His authentic version of the kingdom of God, His true authentic version of the kingdom of God, not your personal ideas and pet likes and dislikes of what you would like to frame or transform your own version of the kingdom of God. That's not going to work with God. He wants you to come online with Him. He wants you to align up with Him through the Word of God. And if you do that effectively, all these things will flood into your life and your life will be blessed. You'll be full of power. And when sickness comes to you, you can pray about it and it'll run away. When other people come to you with problems, you'll have an answer, and it won't be just words. You'll be able to lay your hands on them and their lives will change through the power of God. And the enemy will try and put stuff on you, but you'll be able to shake it off. You'll be able to understand how to prosper in the kingdom of God. You know, the kingdom of God's not all about prosperity. It's about serving Jesus. It's about serving each other, getting each other out the ditch, and prospering. That's what it's all about. But serving each other, helping each other get out the ditch, through these fundamental things will transform your life. And you can go on and press higher and higher to the mark of the higher calling. You can move from glory to glory as you're transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you'll just have some patience, sit down and learn, and practically apply them, you'll see traction in your life. I guarantee it. We have so many people come to our website, and the things that they say are things like, "I've never seen this before. This is amazing. It's so simple, and yet I'm getting traction. My life's changed. My family's together. My children are together. I'm starting to hear God, and I'm starting to move in the things of God." That's what we hear all the time. And it's encouraging because we can see that it's not just a website full of possibilities, but real reality. You know, anybody can speak up stuff. Anybody can talk marvelously about stuff. But you know, God said to the children of Israel, "Come and see that the Lord is good." Just test Him. Have a look and see. God wants to prove Himself to you. He wants to open your eyes up and bring you into a place of victory, if only you'll listen. It's not about people's pet theologies and ideas. It's about effectively serving God, Jesus Christ, through the Word of God. And He is the Word of God. So I hope that you'll enjoy this website.